Vacationers are gearing up for what may be their last summer getaway this Labor Day weekend. However, Wisconsin AAA is projecting the number of travelers will be down about 15% from last year. Still, John Jarsh is expecting a good turnout. He's a spokesman for the Door County Visitor Bureau. Looking back on the summer, Jarsh says they feel fortunate.
Numbers aren't in yet, but from what we've been hearing from folks, I think it's going to be a season where we're going to be able to look back and say, that was good, considering everything that's happening in the world and what we've been hearing from other destinations.
Melanie Platt Gibson agrees. She's a spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau. Platt Gibson says travel is up slightly, and the reconstruction of Lake Delton has played a part.
Certainly all the businesses around the lake have enjoyed visitors returning to them who are in turn looking to recreate in the lake as part of their vacation experience.
Tommy Bartlett Show President Tom Deal says he's not complaining about the turnout, yet Noah's Ark Water Park President Tim Gantz says numbers were slightly down with cooler weather. Meanwhile, state parks have seen 12% more advance reservations over the summer from last year, and walk-in campers are up 14%. David Benish is the camping program manager for the Wisconsin State Park System.
Just about everybody's full for Labor Day weekend. The weather's been on our side this summer, and possibly people staying closer to home. And so it's been a good summer for us. We've been busy.
Around 900,000 Wisconsinites are expected to travel for the Labor Day weekend. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.